you see the cat all being crazy in the background because I talked?
No, he just poked his either head or whatever it is.
Whatever his kitty body. He was trying to do some grooming, I think. And
yeah, not quite.
Maybe as soon as I said hi, the cat like flipped right over. I was like, what the hell?
Shit, I'm out of here. The recording.
I'm going to make it all about the goddamn pets again. Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the We Can't Pick a Title podcast.
Here we go.
BG
here. Oh, this is JT right over here. About to take a drink of water.
Got to do like some eyebrow expressions so that you can see that I actually have eyebrows.
Ooh, I can see that.
That's just
the whole thing.
Hope you guys are on the YouTube part. And yeah, you can
check out
see
the YouTube
and
for all the awesome
like and subscribe.
Eyebrow raising adventures.
Share it with your non dick friends or whatever.
Yeah. Richards are okay.
Yeah, thanks for you guys for sharing and liking. And liking us on the pages. And
subscribe.
Yeah, when you subscribe, that totally helped.
Hit that red button. You know, that helps.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Got those new, fancy new veneers.
Oh, do I?
That's not true.
I still haven't shaven my mustache. I'm trying to, because I'm not eating sandwiches as much.
Oh.
You know, so I'm like, I wonder how far I can go with it.
I thought you were just trying to be like Jason Bateman.
Does he have a mustache? Big awesome mustache.
You didn't see him at all the award shows this season?
No. Oh. No. Did he have a...
People are like whining because he's like super scruffy looking.
Oh, really?
But it's for a role.
For a role
in April.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
In April. It's doing
playing
another
like
show.
A homeless dude or something?
I think just, yeah, somebody that's maybe going through some stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just thought maybe you were... Like just
that's what I was going for.
In camaraderie with him, you know, like when somebody shaves their head and it's like, I'm gonna shave my head with you, man. And
I'm actually going for a role.
He's actually going for the role of you.
Yeah, he wishes.
Sometimes he does.
Because his name is Jason doesn't mean he can pull that off. Yeah, he probably.
He's
can.
Like, I'm gonna be able to remember my name. It's great.
He's too deadpan.
Even though I learned how to go to school in a bus. Oh, this is really bad, you guys. I'm like, just
stop.
I just fucking got a piece on the puzzle, you guys.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, one nice. In the tree branches.
That's where that one went. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
We had a bit of a different setup here because we had to make room for the puzzle. So,
which is, I'm saying it's like 75% done now.
Pretty close
to being done.
Piece. Oh, at least 75% done.
Started it on Valentine's Day. And
it's been taking a little bit of time.
Yeah, it was a couple hours a day or... 5 hours a day or whatever. A
couple seasons of Night Court, anyway.
No, not full seasons, but...
It's way heavier than... Not heavier, but I mean,
the puzzle?
Pretty heavy. Yes, the puzzle.
It's just like a lot of guilt trip pictures on there.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
It's a dark subject matter on there.
Yeah, a lot of white guilt.
Domestic violence puzzles. Oh, that'd be brutal.
Don't
like,
do it. Don't.
Hardcore puzzles.
Just get that.
You know?
That.
Yeah, not, maybe not that, because that's too far.
Yeah.
But like...
Unless it's like...
Like serial like killer photo
True Detective season 4, spoiler alert.
Yeah, there you go.
Some sort of woman vengeance.
Yeah. We don't want to spoil it.
I said a spoiler alert,
that's a good
so
point.
People should, and I was vague. So if you're pissed, then...
Well, then suck it up.
Then when people say spoiler alert on the shows you're watching, don't...
Are you guys watching True Detective out there? Anybody?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about whether it was a good season or not. I thought it was good.
It was good. They're saying, like, the thing that I read was all about, like, it's back to its true original form.
Mm.
And I was like, no, it's not at all. It's way different. Like, the premise, the concept, the tempo, the pacing, everything is way different than the Matthew McConaughey Woody Harrelson first season.
I think people were saying that this season was just as sort of had good scares the way the first season did. You know, there was some scenes that were
I suppose, oh my god.
I
have to go back and watch the first season.
Yeah.
I just remember it being like lots of...
Well, just because it's Woody Harrelson and...
Lots of talking of them back and forth and them doing actual like sort of detective work and really
Matthew
like canvassing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really canvassing the neighborhoods and
mm-hmm.
things like that real detectives have to do.
Yeah.
This season's a little bit like...
Well, there's more of a supernatural...
I don't know how real that
like,
is
they really
in any
like
way,
push
know.
The supernatural part of it. So there was a few people that were like, "Oh, well, I just gave up because that's what I thought it was going to be." And it's like, "Well,
oh yeah.
There's definitely aspects of it, but
yeah.
Cuz they're like remote Alaska."
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, check it out and let us know what you think about this season.
Yeah, it was pretty
season four. I mean, I liked
it. I'm not complaining about it. I liked it. It just wasn't what the first season is like.
The main characters were awesome. Like, I think everybody did great. I thought it was a really good season.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
For True Detective, for what it is. It was fun. It was suspenseful. It was like there was a few good scares for me in there, but there was lots of stuff that was like left open.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, hey, why didn't they wrap that up? And they're saying that like the tongue part, once you watch it, you'll know the tongue part is a tie back to season one for some reason.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I guess I haven't watched season one in a long time.
Oh,
really? Right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, right. Because they never really wrapped that up, did they?
They didn't. That whole thing. They didn't get an answer for it.
Right.
You know, when they found out who done it. Okay. Who done the murder. Because that's what it's all about.
The old whodunit style.
Yeah. When they find out what happened, then they start asking, well, what about this tongue? Severed tongue. Oh, right. What about it?
And Jodie Foster's awesome. I'll watch anything with Jodie Foster in it.
Oh, I think for sure.
Like, literally anything. She's awesome.
And then there was, like, some animal bones in some ice. I won't give it away what it is.
Don't.
You know, but people were upset that there wasn't more of a...
That whole thing?
More of that part developed, but I could see why they didn't, because it doesn't need it. It was just a tease. You're just like, which way is this going? Yeah. Is it a real creature or something?
Yeah.
Is it something that's like spiritual? Why is there a spiral?
Yeah. It almost made it seem like it was like more the environment itself or something, the land itself and the ice itself and stuff is sort of its own being or force, I guess maybe it'd be better to say, you know, and that's what I thought.
Sort of haunted.
Yeah. Like what really, they're not going to have like some blue light portal that somebody discovers or something like the usual kind of BS. Right.
You know?
I think
maybe they might.
It's not that type of show.
Maybe it is.
Maybe
they tease it along that it's, you know, possibly supernatural.
Yeah.
But
it's awesome because you're not disappointed with how it actually ends.
A lot of men were upset with the ending.
Really? Hey?
Yeah. I think little boy men.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. Yeah. That was an awesome ending.
Yeah. I think it was good. And everything sort of gets wrapped up in episode six. You're like, how could they possibly get any kind of answers? And then they really give you
a lot in the end,
most of the answers. But I think with any good mystery, you're still left wondering, like, I wonder what the deal was with that.
Yeah. Or, I guess. Yeah.
I would have liked to see more than that, more in that. And in any story, there's things that don't get developed. You can't develop everything.
Even
in a book, you know?
Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, they tried, but, you know,
30 books later. Whatever.
Yeah, just going to write the Silmarillion real quick just to get up some backstory on all these characters.
Tie everything together real quick, you know? Same as like Star Wars, right? There's like 1,000 different Star Wars books out there that
for sure
they'll try to tie together to the same universe and galaxy.
It's got
to
make sense, right? It can't be like, Princess Leia has machine guns in this one, and then the other one, she's just like all about getting her nails did.
Ooh, I like that one.
You know?
Yeah.
She's just like, I need mimosas and to get my nails did. So that's Princess Leia's accent. Yeah. I made myself a London Fog out of this stuff that's like a drink mix, but it's like 80% organic, which is nice. It's just like first ingredients, cane sugar.
There you go.
And then like black tea and like bergamot and vanilla or something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the other 20% is that's non-organic. You know, is it like robot parts or something? Or
probably the plastic.
The microplastics.
The bag for it, and the microplastics.
20% microplastics in the water. Mm-hmm. We use only the shittiest water. You add your own water.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a powder.
Right, right.
We were just looking for some chai and some Earl Grey, and I was like tired at like 2 in the morning trying to do our online shopping. Like, okay, we'll get this one.
We gotta get it done for tomorrow.
Get it done. And then the fucking time slot went through. I don't know if any of you guys do online shopping, but the time slot like suddenly wasn't there when we went to finish out our order, which meant that the pickup people, because that was for like Thursday, we do an order on a Wednesday night, if anybody cares. And then it's delivered on Thursday. By Lane 8 Delivery, which
is
amazing.
Because we live on a remote island.
Yeah, they go into town and do deliveries. They go in and pick up on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yay, Lane 8.
Yay! you guys are freaking awesome. Our lizard and pets are all very happy that they have this service, because otherwise...
And my own tummy. Don't forget your own tummy.
Yeah.
Is help, you know.
And your butt, because they bring toilet paper for us sometimes. That's a
good
point. Too.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, anyways, because the time slot let out for the Thursday, the next day we could do, it was Friday, but the next delivery day wasn't until, like, this Tuesday. So we had to wait, like, 5 days for our order to go through. I don't know if I did the math. Did I do the math on that right?
I don't know. So many days. Someone
let me know. Anyways, it was a bunch of days later.
Yeah. It pissed me off because, like, the time slot all of a sudden is gone. And I'm like, well, that's... Because I have it. I have it on the other tab that's open. I have my time slot open. Let me use it.
It's silly.
Don't let you go through. I still haven't received an email back, Thrifty Foods.
Thrifties, come on now. Yeah, it's a weird website to work with, but their produce is good, and they package everything up awesome in boxes for us for delivery. So whereas, like, other stores, like, we could try Superstore, which you might be able to get your dry goods and your produce cheaper, but they don't box it up for you.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass.
You just show up and all your shit's just in a pile in a cart or something.
Bags and stuff. We got it all in bags.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And it was all half ripped apart and stuff, and because it's got to travel, and he's got to move it around sometimes in the back of the truck.
Wolves were getting it.
Other stuff, yeah. Mainly the wolves are just ravaging.
Yeah, there's lots of wolf poop around lately.
Going after your broccoli. I'm
thinking about they love broccoli.
Wolf scat.
Gonna wolf scat.
I was waiting for it. Every time she says scat or somebody says scat, I always do the I'm the scat man. Skidaloop dop and dilip dop.
Yeah, you're getting better at it.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
That's okay.
He keeps going down. He's way better than me.
Yeah. Well, he's practiced. He's probably done it more than two times.
This is literally called the Scat Man.
Yeah, so he's probably done it once or twice. It's either that or he's like a scat identification person.
Maybe both. Maybe he was real into, you know.
Just comes natural.
Bear to bear shit in the woods. Ask the Scat Man. Skidaloop-doodle-doodle-doo. Yes, they do. You know.
Beastie's like,
that's part of this thing.
Fur. Sometimes poop sticks to it. He doesn't really get poop on his fur.
Maybe turn my camera so they can see. Hey, bud.
You're a little beastie boy.
He's a beastie boy.
He's still got some fur in his mouth from, like, grooming his giant mane.
So what you want?
What you want?
That's that beastie boy. That sounds like, ooh, I like beastie
boys. I just always think of Sasuke as kids doing the lip sync for that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. What did they do? What song was that?
Is
it Fight for Your Right to Party? No.
I
can't remember.
I don't remember. I'm sure we have it on video because we were filming all the lip syncs. They got another one coming up. I got invited to it, and I was told it was in May. And then the gals that I was in the, like, dance troupe kind of thing with, they said, no, actually, it's in March. So I just, like, didn't respond. Like, I feel like that's, like, in 2 weeks, and I think that's, like, I know that I, like, practiced up and had it real polished for, like, last November, and then started again in February thinking that end of January thinking, oh, they're going to do it again, but, yeah. It
seems like 8 years ago now for me.
It's an eternity. I'd like to, like, wear the outfit and do the Lizzo one just because it takes up most of my closet.
Yeah, for sure. Wear it at least once for a performance.
But, we'll see.
Yeah, I think you should bust it out.
Yeah, it depends. If it's in March, it's like crazy last minute, and the other backup dancer's not around. I only have one.
Notice how quickly I ducked out of that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go order the food while we have a chance to. I'm going to not have that combo anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun to perform, but I wasn't sure, like, it wasn't for the radio station this year, so I was like, I don't know who the dance...
Oh, right.
People, sound system, group, thing. I don't really...
We'll get the info somewhere.
Get who it is and why we're fundraising for them, but...
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess my motivation isn't clear. Rather than just, like, you know, like, as much fun as it is to just get up on stage and prance around, it's nice to know why.
Well, and we had a... I don't know, affinity or whatever word you want to say for the radio station.
Yeah.
Because even before we moved out here, we were listening to the radio station
for like a year.
Online and stuff
yeah.
for a whole year. And so you sort of get used to it and you get used to the
tune into the Misty Morning Hop
and everything.
And for sure.
You know, so then when we got here, it was like, oh, sweet. There's stuff that can help out the radio station. And it's
yeah.
literally just performing lip syncs and stuff that's
free sort of, and you get to go up and
yeah,
just do your
okay,
thing.
Okay, we can do that. No problem. Yeah. You know, yeah. What was the Kenny and
Kenny and Dolly one? Just the, yeah, we just had that one come back up in our memories.
Was great.
It was pretty cute.
Islands in the Stream.
I had no idea I did my hair that big.
It was huge.
Just
yeah.
freaking
super
stupid
blonde.
Big. I don't know if you great. Can post the pictures in here if you guys can see, but
I don't know if I have that capability.
Okay, not sure. Anyway, maybe you guys will get to see it. Maybe not.
I don't know. I'm gonna have some of this here, Bolsky though.
Okay, cat's out of here. He says I'm gonna go use the
yeah,
cat door.
I'm out of here.
Got the cat door. Da, na, na, na. Oh, see if right. you guys can watch him go at the cat door. I don't know if he's going to jump up there. Oh, he's just hanging out behind me. Maybe he just wants to be petted. Oh, I felt a tail. It's pretty soft.
There you go.
Oh, he's going to bug the dog.
Oh, you want any of that action?
The dog's sleeping.
So I got a question for people.
Okay.
And we've sort of touched on it before, I think, a little bit, about, like, distressed jeans and shit.
Mm.
But I saw the thing for hats on Facebook, you know? I always see the...
Sorry, the distressed jeans thing? Was it, like, because of Strange Wilderness when they're talking about the giraffes beating the shit out of each other? And they're like, you could just put your jeans on there and you could have distressed jeans.
Womp, they're hitting each other back.
Yeah, sorry, I just... That came into my head and we just watched that recently. So I was, like, wondering if maybe that's what...
That's totally why...
Where it came
popped
from.
Into my head.
Yeah.
No, I was just watching the thing on hats.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Where they customize them and...
Yeah, they like burn them and scorch them and put like a little ace of spades in the hat band and a
yeah, customize
feather
them.
And a bullet shell
stylize
or something.
Them.
And I don't know how I feel about that, honestly.
I think... would you like my...
Yeah, of
course. You'd
yeah.
like me to weigh in on
yeah,
that?
I think so.
Oh, the pets are playing. It's
oh,
pretty
shit.
Cute. I think that not everybody feels safe enough to just go for it and create. You know, some people don't have a creative flair, and they might be like, "Oh my God, wow, I love that style," but I could never have come up with it myself. You know, like some people
right,
are.
I get that. I'm like that even a little bit.
Yeah. So if
or,
you,
I'm not an artist.
Yeah.
You know.
And having said that, you know, I understand. You know, there's going to be people that want to just buy the things that are already made because they it would never come
guess,
up for them and they love it. Rather
sorry.
Than being somebody that plays poker and has a ace of spades in your four match sticks and the
well,
you
but
know
it, to me like it doesn't have to be that it can be just something that part of an adventure that your hat went along with
yeah.
with you you know like the burn marks
is
and stuff should be
dog treats
oh, I put them all over there
okay I'm gonna go get the dog treats you guys can so we don't have to listen to as much barking
we'll see what happens I'll probably just cut it anyway.
You can keep telling us about your thing there, Jason.
Well, it's not as much fun without you
here. I'm right here.
Oh, yeah?
Sure everybody can still hear me.
Oh, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Just to me, like, I mean, it doesn't have to be a bullet or whatever. It can just be something that, because to me, if I saw somebody...
A customized bullet, like with like a
ooh.
X on the end of it?
Yeah,
or...
with like engraving on the side.
Just be like...
You know, your name on it.
Ex-husband.
Your enemy's name on it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of deal. Yeah, exactly. Your nemesis that destroyed your family and took your whole life away from you. Now I must seek revenge.
Grade 3 nemesis.
Ooh, that's pretty deep nemesis there. Grade
yeah.
3.
Just lots of hatred.
Unless you're still just in like grade 6 or something and you're...
No, I'm thinking like now, like
yeah, yeah.
48 years
yeah,
old.
That's, yeah.
yeah.
Nice. All right. Just... All right, so you got a list going,
it's
do
like
you?
40,
sounds like 40, sounds like you've thought about this.
40 maybe. Years of hatred. No,
yeah.
just joking.
Just building on it.
Just carry that shit
just
around.
Designing a hat.
I don't recommend that.
Design my revenge hat.
Uh-uh.
You know.
But if I can weigh in on that,
sure.
Like acid wash jeans and stuff like that. Like I liked those. That it sort of looked like you know, hey, it's been lived in. And when I was a teen, I kind of liked the ones with the bit of a rip in it, but mostly the only reason I liked them was because that was cool and I was trying to fit in. But as a grown-ass adult that cares a lot less about what other people think about what I'm wearing, I prefer clothes without holes in them. Yeah, you know, other than like armholes and stuff. Like, I'm, you know, I'm not just like, I only wrap myself in a blanket.
That's that SNL sketch. Is where it? They, it's called Holes or whatever. That's all they talk about is clothes or holes. Oh. And it's a whole song. It's a, clothes are holes, nothing but holes. Because it's like, a shirt is four holes. Or it's, and it's like, a hole for your neck and two holes for your arms and one big hole for your body. It's like that. They do it better than I do.
Is it like Mikey Day and those guys? Yeah, like that like generation? Beck and Kyle. Okay, I think them. I remember.
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
I think I remember that one.
Clothes are holes.
Your gloves are pretty close to the end of the table, but so far they haven't fallen off.
Nice. All right. Good job.
The dog was just swooping along. He noticed Jason's gloves earlier. Well, they smell like daddy hands. Daddy's hands. They got some treats out for the doggy. Daddy's hands.
Sorry, folks. I'm just packing.
They chopped some fucking wood. Daddy's hands. Packed another bowl, daddy's hands, warmed up macaroni earlier.
Sore today.
From packing bowls?
Packing bowls and eating a macaroni. Is, ah, it's killer on my back. It's like a rough. It's
grueling. Yesterday.
Doctor says I need a bacchiotomy. You know what that's from?
Nope.
That's half-baked.
Oh, okay.
From the Sir Smoke-a-Lot or whatever his name is. I can't remember. The MC Smoke-a-Lot or something. Shit, I can't remember the guy's name. He's the rapper guy.
I know that one.
Dave Chappelle plays him as well.
Oh, okay.
On there, yeah.
And I think like, I only saw it when it first came out. Oh, okay. Might not have been paying attention if I saw it again.
He's all complaining about his neck and his back and stuff. And a doctor says I need a bacchiotomy. Yeah.
Sounds painful. Salty, can you sit? He's like, no, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no, not for, not right now. Not without full attention given to me, you know.
He knows I have a little treat in my hand. Can you sit? Very nice. Thanks, buddy. Here we go. Dog here we trained.
Go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, here good. We go again.
He probably wants a piece of your girls, nectarine.
What's my weakness? Nectarine.
Can I have a piece of
sure. Here you go.
Break it off. Break them off a chunk of nectarine. I like to cut it in like, you know, just like that. And then you just peel off a chunk when you're ready. You just crack it off. And then throw it at a dog.
Done. Throw the whole thing at the dog.
Yeah, I think maybe if he has to go to the bathroom later, we'll let him out.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Maybe that's lots of nectarine. I was just trying to keep him busy, so he wasn't using any kind of squeaky toys.
Yeah. Don't even say the word. Scary.
I didn't say the B-A-L-L word, though.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's the word.
Even though he doesn't... Yeah, see, he's just playing with it. If you give him a big chunk, he's just like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, yeah, if you give him a whole milk bone,
it's too big
he'll
to
just,
eat.
Like, throw it up into the air and catch it and bat it with his paws. Yeah. And
chase it around the room a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. It likes to take stuff into the bedroom because I guess maybe it doesn't slide around on the carpet as much.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little more stable.
Yeah, he's got his nectarine on the blanket. Yay. Here, though. He seems like he's having fun. His tail's wagging. So, I'm sure you guys tuned in for that. Oh, pet life. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, hey.
Settling in.
You know, it's,
You guys were playing fetch today.
Played chuck it fetch.
Yep.
It was a good time.
Does he bring it back to you?
No, not
sometimes
overly
he's just
every
helping
time.
You get your steps.
He brings it by me.
Okay.
Sort of like, I mean, like, not like close to me. Like, he runs it, goes right by me, and then takes it over down to the yard.
And then he's like, let's go over here.
Yeah, a little
he's
bit.
He's just helping you get your steps.
That's what I think, too. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you can get your fat ass over here and pick up the ball, you know, so.
He is an excellent personal trainer.
Yeah, for sure.
He keeps the pace pretty good going up the hill from Smelt Bay.
He really gets a good run going, though, with the going for the ball. So that's
yeah,
good.
He's fast now. All of a sudden, he's got legs, like, 10 times the length they were when he came home.
Weird, eh? How that works.
Baby's maybe growing.
Wee. 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 Does that sound like a baby there?
Wee. You feeling easy. Better?
Tell yeah, me why. Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Going on better. More liquid stuff, less food, yeah. foods.
And just looking up a little bit more of what's good, what's bad. And then also realizing, like, I joined a couple diverticulitis support groups on Facebook.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And so
that's
they
a great
sort
idea.
Of, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I thought of it all by myself.
I know you did.
You know?
She kicked a big brain.
That's one of those ideas that I thought of, but I never told her about. And then she's like, hey, you should
join I'm not a credit grubber.
Online support group thing. No, and I was like,
not me.
Well, you know, I already thought of that, so.
But I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
No, but no. You thought of it first. Thought of so it. You still won.
Definitely.
I'm, you won the idea.
Yeah, I won the idea about
that
it.
That makes your tummy feel better anyway, just that, really.
Nice little serotonin boost there when I feel
I'm
right.
The best. Better. La, 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 la.
Yeah, no, I think it's, and so like on.
You're learning stuff
from. On the support groups, a lot of it is basically, there is no one diet or one, like fix. This food is good, this food is bad. It's like.
It varies.
Well, and just varies, yeah, from person to person. Yeah.
Just still no seeds though, right?
Well, and even today, the one guy, because the one girl on there, she asked like, you know, I heard something about no seeds, but my dietitian who I see says that that's old school talk. And that seeds are totally fine as long as everything's passing through fine.
Mm.
Because there should be no pockets for seeds to collect into if everything's working fine. And then everybody's went on there like, well, you're on here because not everything's working fine.
Exactly.
So there is pockets that things can collect into.
And the pockets
into,
don't go away. They're
and,
just
and
there.
And they're like, why take the risk
yeah.
of doing that?
Yeah.
You know, at all. And how much
I
are
mean,
you missing
you
seeds?
Could you grind your seeds up into like a paste or something?
Well,
like...
and so there's one, there's like... I guess the, is it the, what am I trying to say? The Vitamix?
Ooh.
I guess they come with a blade or something where you can just, it just dustifies everything.
Annihilation.
Kind of deal. Yeah. And so like, they're cool. Like, well, you can put your raspberries in there first and then put them in whatever you want to eat them in.
Wouldn't it just be better to push them through like either do like a juicer or you could do a,
probably.
You know, push them through the, because I got one of those jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Things.
Yeah.
And you could like squeeze all the everything else out except the seeds and but, probably I mean, the skin wouldn't come through either.
Well, and that's, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How bad do you want to suck on a raspberry?
Well, that's what,
just put a bunch in
a
cheesecloth and then
there.
Just like,
you know,
on the side of the cheesecloth, just twisting, just all red and your hands
just
are stained.
Yeah. Cheesecloth bag of raspberries that you just twist.
Yeah. That's how I would eat them.
Just make, shape it like a nipple.
Yeah, it seems the most convenient. Just do that in your lunch. Like bring, just packed you a few raspberries. So you got to get out your cheesecloth and just twist it around.
Excuse me, folks. I just got to eat my lunch real quick.
Just chewing on the side of it like,
like a fucking.
Trying to mash it all down so it'll squeeze through the thing.
That reminds me of those. You used to be able to get chewing tobacco. In little pouches, and I can't remember what they called them.
That's kind of smart. I mean, maybe not, but...
I can't remember what they called them.
Snuff nups?
Yeah, it was like a little name. Okay. I want to say like Amigos or something, but it wasn't that racist. You know, yeah, something like that. But I don't know why that just made me think of that.
Well,
you know, you could just do
that
like
little pouch in
a
there.
Little... A little cheesecloth pouch of raspberry and just put it in your mouth.
And then just have it
and
go
just
right
suck on
through.
It for a while.
Oh, I
you
thought
know?
You meant like...
No, don't swallow the whole thing.
Just swallow the whole thing so it comes through all in a big package.
Your stomach eats up the raspberries,
all
but the
stuff
seeds
around
in the
it.
Pouch still
yeah, pouches are just fucking piling up in their colon. I'm not sure what went wrong.
Good news and bad news.
Yeah, they're like... the doctor's like, it's not my gauze, I promise.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did you lose some gauze in there?
Yeah. Okay, we got ideas about, you know, how to eat, but we're not saying they're good ideas.
Great recipe ideas there.
Recipe. It's our recipe.
I'll put that on the support
group.
You're
going to need cheesecloth and some raspberries.
That's about it.
And then, you know, maybe some wash bin to
want to wear some gloves.
Have a little shower after.
Bib.
Some bib. Yeah, some sort of a cape.
The raspberry
outdoor
bib.
Outdoor camping situation. You can only eat them when you're, like, out in the ocean.
Some of those, like, disposable coveralls. You
something.
Know, out in the ocean.
Yeah, so the other animals can
great,
eat
yeah.
up the extra raspberry
eat the seeds,
goo.
And then they get colon blockage?
I don't know.
Colon seeditis?
Just raspberries growing all over
seeditis.
In the ocean.
Oh, shit. I'm not even gonna go. Like ocean raspberries.
Ocean spray raspberries.
Oh, now you're onto something.
Cranberries. Yeah, cranberries already cornered that market.
That's a whole other thing. They really? Oh yeah. Remember I was asking about Mott's?
Yeah. Clamato.
Speaking of cornering the market, because I was like, ocean spray pretty much cornered the market, but they didn't because you can get compliments cranberry juice and stuff. But Mott's Clamato, like, could, is there any other company out there that makes Clamato juice?
Have you ever
seen, like, Compliments Clamato or, you know,
no, I think you got to get Valley tomato Clamato. And then you just add your own clam nectar.
Make your own.
Well, you don't have to go nectaritize a clam or anything.
Oh, right, because you can get clam juice and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Which creeps me out, too. I'm like, is it just, like, the dribblings from them just sitting in a thing before you cook it or after you cook it? Or
God, I still remember when we were working at the store here, because we're near the ocean.
Yeah.
And people always laugh. I can't remember who it was I was working with, but they came up and like, these people just paid like $8 for a thing of clam juice.
Oh my God.
Just like, oh my God. And like, I had about a half a bucket full last night when we ate clams. There's a big puppy.
He's
look how huge he is.
A little bit bigger, you guys.
Does he even fit in the frame?
Yeah. He's nice. We have to sit a lot further.
You got to bundle him up
he
a bit.
He got a little bigger.
Got a little bit bigger since last you saw him, probably.
He takes up most of my torso. It's
been over a month at least, eh?
Salty dog.
He's a big boy now.
Yeah, you guys got to go. Yeah. He's like not too much into laps. A little bit.
He's still learning the camera.
He's figuring out the camera angles and stuff.
He loves it.
You like it? Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. We didn't get distracted by a cute
dog. No.
He looks fucking huge. It promises he's not that big. It's all forced perspective. It's because he's in the front.
He's 20 pounds now.
What? No.
I would say he was.
He's just.
He was 17 and a half like over a month ago.
He's only 5 pounds.
What did I say? 7 and a half? 17 and a half.
700 pounds.
Yeah, now he's. Oh, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, so. What did you think about Survivor Australia?
Oh,
you didn't really have anything about that. You're faking me out.
No. Okay. I think it's been awesome because there's lots of blindsides and shit this year too.
Oh man, it's like almost, every single
yeah.
Every
and then
single
the one,
one
last night or what the other night, the latest one has been like it was like not even a double blindside. It was a weird, super twist with a reveal and everything else in there. And,
yeah, well, it was kind of funny. The one guy tried to use his. His immunity idol
superpowers
for somebody else, and then it wound up going to a tie, and then they wound up like basically they flushed his idol.
Yeah,
for nothing, and then the teammate still went home.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
some super smart plays on it this season.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
And a good cast.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's no real like.
The only one I didn't really like Garrett finally went home.
Oh right, yeah.
Was that his name?
Garrick.
Garrick.
Yeah.
He finally went home.
Yeah, he's getting to be a bit of an asshole.
Well, he's just frowning and miserable about the other people all the time. And just because he was like kind of matched up with another player that was a strong player, like him and
he
Ferris.
Had, like, revenge on his mind more than just playing the game and stuff too.
Yeah, he was kind of taking everything personal.
Yeah.
For like a mature fella, I was really kind of surprised he was doing that. But I think it was all ego-based just because he'd been aligned with a strong team and was kind of like number two to the number one person on the thing.
He was
there.
Definitely a bit of a number two. Hey-oh.
Yeah. Anyways.
That means poop.
Pooping. Yeah. It's been a good season so far.
So I was thinking, because last time we touched on it, and then I put it on the Facebook a little bit asking, what's your favorite liquid?
Okay. Where you did that come from? Why were we talking about liquids?
I can't even remember what it was, but it was sort of just an offshoot of something where it was like, what is your favorite liquid?
Okay.
I don't know, what would it be? And, I mean, the obvious answer is water.
Not oil?
What else could it be? Cause if you don't, I mean, to me, it all depends on, like, the scenario of the game.
Ultimately.
Because if you, like, if you don't pick it.
Molten gold is my favorite liquid.
That's a good one.
Because I got to win somehow,
but how much?
And it's greed.
You know,
I want it, all of it.
Well, all the
all of the gold.
Right. Well, so that's
molten gold. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the okay. So whatever liquid you pick, you get all of it in the world.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, then I definitely want
water.
You're
just saying favorites. What's your favorite? If you can have a liter of
hot dog water,
whatever it was, yeah, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Molten gold is actually pretty good on
that. I know, right? I just came up with that.
It's hot, though. Hard to contain.
It is difficult. Yeah. It's hard to carry around.
Yeah. Hard to just be like, hey, I guess you could just spoon some out onto.
Pop it in your crock pot.
You know,
there just you go. Have that going.
To keep it molten.
Yeah.
Right. You know, okay.
Because they go up pretty hot.
Yeah. Somebody will come in and just, it smells good in here.
Turn it on extra, extra hot gold.
Yeah. Your brain just twisted.
Like, did you keep that on the 8 hour or just keep warm? Right.
You crack a window, maybe?
Elsie, why are you being so cute and nibbling my fingers a little bit?
Oh. He's being interactive, but still being cute. A good boy.
He's still being a good boy a little bit, so I'll give him a little treat now that he's laying down and being good.
Okay. Now that
he's... Boop. Yeah, he's not chewing me anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. We started following this Zach somebody. He's like a dog trainer.
Galifianakis?
I don't think he's training dogs.
Oh, no.
On Instagram right now, but...
Oh, okay. I bet he's trained his own dogs.
Oh, for sure.
If he's a dog person.
I think he likes animals. But this Zach fella, he was talking about just like refocusing your dog. So if your dog's doing some behavior that's, you know, pissing you off or frustrating you or whatever, then like bring the dog back to like if it knows how to sit, then, you know, like have treats with you all the time and then just like... And, I mean, we have the treats cut up into, I don't know if you guys can see, they're, like, teeny tiny. They're cut into four. They're very, very small. And then when they're being good, you just give them a treat.
Just redirect them with something that they know.
Yeah.
The behavior that they need to know.
Yeah. So, like, Jason's trying to light the fire and the crinkle of the papers and stuff used to, like, really get him going as a puppy. And sometimes we had, like, let him play with the papers because we were overtired and not sleeping because we had a new puppy. And we didn't have the crate. Training happening. We didn't have it locked in or dialed in yet. But now that that's all good, it's...
Yeah,
it's,
now that we're experts at that part. You know.
So, so if he's, like, you know, harassing the cat more than the cat wants, then you can, like, call him over and ask him to sit and then give him a treat. And, you know, it's more about, like, redirecting them and then just, like, doing lots of positives instead of, like, just telling them no and then leaving on that because then that... kind of breaks down their bond with you, which makes them not want to come when you call, and like they're just not motivated. They're like, why? You're probably gonna give me shit and so I'm gonna be in trouble and whatever.
Not just punches, you know? Okay.
Not with this dog.
That's pretty old school.
Yeah.
No, not this dog. If you're fighting like some hellhound or something. Sort of demon hellhound thing with Is this a peach or a nectarine?
I think that one's the nectarine. Sounds delicious though, the crunch, that little bit crunchy. Yeah, we got our food order today, so that tells you it's a Tuesday, so that's Jason's gonna be
call back to the beginning there.
Yeah,
nice. Bring it all back through. Circle back to the grocery order.
Groceries.
Want to do a would you rather?
Yes. It's been a while.
Would you rather look like a fish or smell like a fish?
Look
like, okay, yeah.
For sure. Fishes are really cool.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, I didn't have to specify what kind of fish.
Yeah.
Or anything. I mean, a shark.
Are you still, like, human-shaped and then, like, just fish scales? Or there's
two bugged-out eyes on the side of your head.
Just like those Aranda goldfish?
You're like a halibut, you know?
The halibut just has them on one side.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd be like, like Peppa Pig. Because her eyes are always on the side. Both eyes are always on the same side.
Be constantly circling around trying to see what the hell.
Why are you talking on the left side of me? Yeah. That was a pretty quick answer. Sorry.
Okay.
Did you have an answer? Or you like smelling like fish?
I don't really. I guess it depends on how badly of a fish smell.
I just think my physical appearance isn't so fucking top-notch that being a fish, having a fish look is going to, you know, that's not going to, like, shut down my modeling career. Yeah. And I think I have a good enough personality and don't care anymore what people think
about me. And the sense of smell is pretty strong as far as, like, as far
are
as
you
being,
a,
like...
a live fish or are you a dead fish on the beach?
Yeah.
Smell.
Like, well, I was thinking, like, people can get used to the way you look.
Yeah.
It was... I can't remember what... fucking movie it's called now, but there's some movie coming out with about a guy who, and I don't know what his prognosis or whatever you want to call it is, but he looks sort of like the Elephant Man from back in the day.
Okay.
And his whole thing is basically, he says that, like, he's like, I know people that are around me all the time, and they don't see this face like this, and it's like, it's very, like, bulbous and stuff, and mm-hmm. he talks really well and everything, but, and that's his whole thing, is that, like, you get used to seeing what all people this. People don't even see this anymore. Like, the people that are around me every day and stuff, they don't even see it.
Body anymore. Dysmorphia for ourselves, too, right?
Yeah.
You know, you think you look a certain way, and then you might look in the mirror, but you see what your idea of yourself is.
Right.
So yeah. Same with other people too. If you've already decided somebody's a certain way, then that's what you see when you look at them. You don't necessarily like when you first see somebody, maybe you're like drinking in each of the, you know, different features. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Hey.
I don't know.
So I was just thinking of that, and I'd be like, okay, so I could see looking like a fish would be better. Cause then people just, even if you looked a lot like a fish, people still just sort of get used to it and be like, oh, that's fish guy.
Just big orange cod. Just
Jason Fishman, you know? That'd be awesome. Yeah. And what was the one you said before? The big goldfish with the big
Aranda,
bulbous eyes on the side?
Where they've got the like bulgy orange on the top, or you get the ones with the super bubble under their eyes.
Oh, yeah. You can get the other ones where it's like clear, though. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You see those ones where they should have a clear top on their head?
I feel like I go in the forest too much, and that would just pop, and that's not the design of fish that I would want for myself.
Mm.
If I had to be designed
I don't think
fish.
It's, like, poppable. I just think it's, like,
I feel
clear
like,
bones.
What? Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
Or cartilage.
Okay.
It's fish.
Yeah. Oh,
fish have bones.
I think it's, like, the skin and stuff. That's clear, so you can see the bones inside.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Those Arandas where it's a big bubble, those would definitely
those ones,
pop
for
if
sure.
I
caught
it those on are, a
that's
branch.
Not the fish I'm thinking of. But
yeah, I wouldn't do that one either.
There's one where
Salty,
you can,
do you need to go outside for just a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear him jumping. I'm just going to open up the door for the doggy.
Yay. Open up the
you can
door
keep talking,
for
I'll be right
the
back.
Motherfucking doggy. Those fish that I'm thinking of is like, I think they're deep, dark fish. And they have, like, a hole clear to the top of their head, and you can see, like, the part of their brain and the tops of their eyeballs and stuff, even. And then they can, I think, actually look up and out of their own head, because it's clear in the top and stuff. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll look it up.
Advantage.
We'll look it up, and we'll show the folks right here somewhere.
You just put it on my side?
Yeah, just on your side for the people. Yeah.
Right over top of me.
Here you go.
Superimposed, aren't they? Well,
there you go. We can test that theory out and just see what you look like as a fish.
Yeah.
And then we can stink you up like a fish.
What?
And then run you around in public and see what's worse.
How about no?
No. Well, you got a yes and, though. It's like improv. I don't know. You don't want a yes and on
no
that
thanks.
One?
No, thanks. Just smelling like a sea farmer.
Ooh. That's... smelled worse.
It's a powerful smell.
It's definitely a good funk to it.
Yeah, end of the day, sea farming.
So that's what I mean. You know, I was like...
Turns out the dog didn't have to go to the bathroom, and he just wanted the door open for just a moment. Yeah. He's figuring it out.
A bit of a fake
he's
out.
He's got me trained. He's like, she hasn't been up off the chair in a couple minutes, so...
We'll get her up and moving. Yeah. And grooving.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Huh?
What kind of fish would you want to be looking like?
Oh, shit.
One of those dangler
what
fish
like?
That's just
like... So I'm still like a human walking
then,
around
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, and then you got like... I'm just imagining
an angler
like a,
fish?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Like a fish, just your head's like a fish, kind of Star Trek style.
That would be pretty cool.
So you could still work on the ship. Can you guys hear that? He says he jumps up.
Yeah.
He can jump up and like reach the handle. So if we had one of those lever style handles, he would just get out.
Yeah, we'd have to lock the door every time. Deadbolt that shit.
Yeah. Just put him in the Jurassic Park paddock. In the T-Rex paddock. Yeah. Super electric voltage.
Yeah. Lower a cow down to him so he can eat a whole cow.
Yeah, he's... I haven't been going into the garden because nothing really needs to be done in there these days. But when we first got Salty, I'd take him in there because it was like a little fenced area, right? And he could go around and snoop around. And Well, he figured out that he can just get in past the bottom of the gate in there now. Mm. So now he goes in there unsupervised. You know, he's just snooping around. And he was just, like, walking around in the carrot bed. I'm just like, what are you doing? And just, like, grabbed some of the cardboard. And I haven't put seaweed on it yet. But now the herring's running, so I can't get seaweed for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, he's, like, ripping up the wet cardboard. And I'm like, well, I guess it has to happen, right? But it's not great. He's standing in the garden bed ripping up the... I'm like, it could get out of hand if he just decides that's a thing. But
yeah,
but so far, he hasn't spread the cardboard anywhere.
Oh, now he's licking my toes, so he's okay.
Yeah, he says he's fine with it. Anyways, dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
You guys got dogs?
Anybody? Dags? You like Dags?
You like Dags?
Yeah.
It's pretty cute. Just do a little shout out to Dexter.
Oh, yeah, Dexter. I'm like, hi, Dexter. Dexter, I haven't watched that show in a long time.
Oh, yeah, not the show, the dog.
Yay, Dexter.
Yeah.
Dexter the dog. Well, what do you think? Wrap that shit up, yo?
Yeah, I guess it's time to finish your nectarine and.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe get back into this puzzle. Yeah,
you got the puzzle polish up here. I thought I'd help you out for the last
puzzle until my puzzler's sore.
Steal all the glory.
Okay. Well,
I do.
We'll put in a picture if we finish it in time. Jason will be editing and I'll be trying to polish off this sucker.
Yeah. Polish off that bad boy.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
And,
yeah, nectarine burps.
Yeah. Hope you guys had a good week and proud of you for making her through and hope you're doing well.
I slapped my leg like, yep, I hope you guys are doing great. And that shook the whole
table. And it looks like it's really going to shake the camera around, but I think it sort of self-stabilizes because do you have to do any kind of?
No, never. Yeah.
No. Salty's got daddy's gloves.
Salty's got my gloves.
Leave it. Leave it.
Salty.
Bring me the glove. Bring it here. All right. See, now he fucking
wrap this shit up, yo.
Okay. Well, I gotta go.
Thanks you all very much for tuning in, and like and subscribe and share. It really, really helps if you subscribe.
Yeah.
It really ups our ranking and stuff on YouTube. Yep. So, you know.
Yeah, positive reviews.
If you already have a YouTube account, it just push the button.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a YouTube account, just get one. It's not that hard.
Yeah, you know, it's free.
Push the thing, and then especially if you're on Facebook, you can connect it to your Facebook. And then you can comment on there and everything. And
you can leave some positive support, or if you're like, hey, I really liked True Detective Season 4 also.
Yeah, exactly. I think Season 5 or something. I don't know what they're on.
I don't know.
Is it 4 or 5?
Online they said that's Season 4. Oh,
you're right.
So, I don't know.
I'm not going to argue.
Why not?
No, not now. Anyway, we're almost done.
Okay, well, we're going to go argue, so we better get going.
Yeah, exactly. Wrap this shit up.
Yeah, thanks. Right. Thanks for joining us. Share us on the socials. Check us out. Reach out if you want to. Hope you guys are doing good. Spring's coming. Hang in there. Love you guys.
Yay.
And we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Love you all very much. Have a great week.
We're going to wrap it up. With the nice little bow. Gonna wrap it good. Not like this. We should. Rhyming stuff that doesn't really rhyme. What are you doing? Good thing you're not paying even a dime. But you can subscribe to help us out. And one day we'll have millions. And we'll get you an ice cream.
Give you come a and visit. Shout out. I like that.
Or a shout out. Whatever.
Yeah. Ice cream get expensive over time.
When they visit.
Oh, right. When they visit.
Yeah.
Okay. They got to come visit the compound.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I get motion sickness. I don't go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. Come to us. Just
barf all over the place. Okay. Love you guys. Keep her tight.
Keep it real.
Do something nice for somebody out there.
Keep it real tight.
And do something nice for yourself.
Oh, that's definitely self-love.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Okay. Bye. Love y'all. Have fun.
Wrapping it up in a nice little bow. I really hope you liked all of our stories. We don't really have an outro yet. We hope we didn't cause too many bores. That's when you get bored and you're like, fuck this, and you space out and you look over there. You don't want to quit listening because you love us. And you're putting up with our shenanigans.